Thanks for meeting with me. I gathered that it was time that I be honest with someone about the way that I'm feeling. I haven't even been honest with myself. People see me as someone that has it all figured out, that never shows any signs of weakness, that never lets anyone know that there are thoughts in my mind that are not good. But it's all a lie, if I'm being honest. The face that I put out for everyone to see, it's one that I've carefully crafted over the years. One that makes me feel safe and comfortable. One that makes me feel powerful. But the truth is, I'm just like anyone else. I feel pain, anguish, sorrow. In fact, there are moments where I'm not even sure that being here is the right choice. I would never let anyone know that, though. Besides you, right here and now. This is the first time I've told someone about this. Not for a long time, anyway. When I was younger, I told people I felt this way, but as much as we try to deny it, we see people that struggle as weak. And perhaps I am weak. I've been weak all along, and I'm a coward who has never admitted the fact that I too feel pain. I don't have my life figured out. Every time I think I'm close to being sure on something, something happens which makes me feel like I haven't got a goddamn clue. And the weight on my shoulders is just getting too much to bear by myself. I asked you to meet with me because I trust you, and I love you. I know we've been dating for a little while, but I've never quite said the words. And I want you to know that I do love you. I have loved you from the moment I laid eyes on you. And I know you want me, or perhaps see me, as this strong, unyielding person that can take care of you and protect you. And I can do those things. It's just, I was scared of letting you know that I feel sadness sometimes. I guess I was afraid that you'd no longer see me that way, as someone fearless and strong. But I thought it's only fair that if I do love you, that I be honest with you with how I'm feeling. See that look in your eye? That look of pity. It makes me feel sick. I don't want your pity. I'm not telling you all this just so you can give me a cuddle and tell me everything's going to be okay. Because I am stronger than that. I just needed to let it out somewhere, and unfortunately you decided to be with me, so you're going to have to accept all of it. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of pretending that I'm okay. I'm so tired of my friends and my family talking to me. And it's like they expect me to be perfect. They expect me to answer like I'm good and I'm fine and my day was great. They expect me to hold all the weight of their own burdens and problems on my shoulders and comfort them, because that's just kind of the person I am. I've always been someone that people can lean on, despite not having my 2 feet on the ground myself. Because that's what I've wanted everyone to believe. That I am invincible. That I am strong. And nothing in my life ever goes wrong, apparently. But it gets to a point where talking to people actually makes me feel sick. Because they don't care about me. They just want someone to talk to and vent to. They want someone to carry the weight of their burdens. And I'm afraid I just can't carry anymore. I feel so very alone in this world. And yet, when I feel so alone, when I am scared and anxious and terrified, the only thing I want is you. I can't describe how much you mean to me. And I know by saying all this, you probably think that I'm just offloading. And I am. And I am so terribly sorry. But it's hard, and I just don't know what I'm doing anymore. As the days go by, I get older, and it's like my years and my youth is slipping away from me ever so quickly. It's like I'm constantly reminded of the time that I am wasting, because I'm never satisfied. I never feel at peace. I never think, oh yes, this is what I'm meant to be doing. I'm always reminded of my weakness. And I wish for once in my life I felt like I knew what I was doing, but I don't. And anyone that tells you that they've got it all figured out, they're full of shit. But I've come to realize that anything in this world is possible. As long as you have people that love you. You know, there was a time when I was genuinely thinking about moving on from this world. I was in so much pain, and it felt like everyone around me just wanted me as a pillar of support and not me as a person, and the pain clouded my judgment and my thoughts. And my father, he told me that if I ever were to leave this world, he would not be able to go on, and he'd leave this world too. And every time I feel sad or in despair, I think to myself, am I really going to be the one that causes that? The death of my father, who I love so much. And when I think of that, I can do anything. Because my love for other people outweighs the way that I feel and a lot of people see that as weakness, but I don't. Take you and I, for example. We haven't been dating for that long, and the only person you've ever seen me as is someone confident, witty, sarcastic, dominant. Maybe a little bit submissive from time to time, but this is the first time I've shown hardly anyone the way that I feel sometimes. And I'm not in a dark place anymore. Mentally, I just get sad every now and then. And I'm trying to learn that that's okay. I'm at an age now where I feel like dating is a waste of time if you're not certain on someone. If you don't think you love someone enough to want to marry them, then in my opinion, I honestly see it as a waste of time. Because I don't fuck around. I'm ride or die in that sense. And the fact that I am dating you, and the fact that I've said all this to you, and the fact that I've confessed that I love you, I want you to know that I am serious. I don't play games when it comes to love. I will speak honestly, and I will not hide anything from you. I am so in love with you, and I want to spend every waking moment looking into those eyes and appreciating you from head to toe and seeing that smile on your face, which I adore so much. I know I'm being quite soppy, but honestly, I can't help it when I'm around you. You're gorgeous, and you even take my breath away sometimes. Thank you for listening to all of that. I can imagine it was quite a heavy load to take. And it's ironic because I told you how everyone just kind of uses me for a place to vent, and I've just stood here and done the same thing to you. But I've got to say, this is kind of what you signed up for, right? Being mine and all. If I'm going to be there for you, you should at least be there for me, right? And you know how good I am at being there for you, don't you? Now come here. Give me a kiss. Even just having you this close to me makes me feel so much better. God, you're insatiable. God, you really must stop this. Stop what? Well, every time we kiss, it makes me want to do everything to you. So, how about we move this somewhere a bit more comfortable instead of the sofa? I mean, I'm a little old-fashioned, so... Why don't you let me take you to the bedroom? And take real good care of you. Good. Oh, and I plan on going all night. You don't think you'll be able to last that long? Oh, sweetheart. You're forgetting the fact that I didn't exactly give you a choice. You chose to date me, so... It's only fair that you deal with the consequences, my love. So... I hope you don't mind, but... I'm feeling a little bit submissive. I was wondering if you'd make love to me now. Don't laugh at me. I know, I'm usually very arrogant and I'm not usually this shy. But you've caught me in a certain mood. I feel very vulnerable. And I want to feel you. I want to become one with you. Is that okay? I like it when you're on top of me like this. I like looking up into your eyes. Looking and appreciating every single detail of this face of yours. I can hardly wait. Your hands on my skin feel good. Please. Yeah. I would very much like it if you were inside of me. You can start with your fingers if you want. I know I'm already wet. Can you blame me? Oh, you feel good. Just one finger and... I'm already squeezing around you. I want you. Please. Please, I'm really fucking desperate. You've caught me in this mood where I just want to be filled up and fucked, to be honest with you. My nipples are sensitive. Yes, I'm ready, please. Please, I want to feel you. Just, I'll spread my legs for you. Just hurry, hurry. God, you feel fucking good. Yes. Move inside of me. Don't worry about hurting me. I can take it. No. God, you feel good, baby. So good. So good. Deep. God, so fucking deep. You don't mind if I scratch into your skin like this? I can't help it, baby. You feel so fucking good. I can feel you throb. Oh, fuck. Does it feel good, baby? Tell me how it feels. Tell me how good my cunt feels around your cock. That feels good. You gonna come? Okay. I think I can come too. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Kiss me. Kiss me as you come, please. I want to kiss you, please. Please. Fuck. You felt so fucking good. God, no wonder people like being submissive so much. God, that felt good. I love you too. What's that? You're gonna need a little while to recover. Sure, I guess I could let you get away with that. About earlier, I know it was a lot, and thank you for listening and being there for me. I want you to know that I'm always here for you too. And you can be vulnerable with me. I thought I'd go first in that regard, and let you know it's okay to feel human. Feeling sad doesn't mean you're weak. Feeling sad just means your heart is very big. And that's one of the things I love about you. Look what you've done to me. How will I ever regain after this? Do you mind if we cuddle for a little while? That was very good, and I think I just need to rest now. Hey, you're having a rest. Why can't I have one too? I love you. My everything.